Hi, Jess. It's Steve in the studio. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Okay. Voice sounds really good.
Good. Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, I'm on Will's better iPhone, so hopefully it's clear.
You almost sound too good. You know, it's incredible. Oh, well, we will absolutely take it. Here we go. And, of course, there's no lockout with this.
Okay. So we can kind of do whatever we need to do?
Yep.
Okay. I'll follow your lead.
Joining us from Rome, CBS 3 Eyewitness News anchor Jessica Dean. Jess, some Philly VIPs looking to get it done this week. Who's involved and what are they working on?
That's right, Steve. The Philadelphia delegation arrived in Rome today after an overnight flight from Philadelphia International. They're getting settled as we speak. I actually got to talk with the World Meeting of Families and also with Mayor Michael Nutter about their plans for the week. And they've got big plans. They're now within a 100-day window, if you can believe it, between now and the World Meeting of Families and Pope Francis's visit. So they are locked in on the logistics. And the mayor told me that now they are getting into the nitty-gritty of all of this, because a lot of these things just now coming together, of course. So they're meeting with their counterparts here. This is about getting face-to-face meetings with people that when they're working on the phone together come September, they know each other, they trust each other, they've met one another. That's what's important about this meeting. They also brought with them some business leaders. So they have people from the city, they have people from the World Meeting of Families, but they've also got business leaders who have really jumped in and come together to make this happen in Philadelphia. So what they're trying to demonstrate is just how committed the entire city is to making this work and making it successful. And when I spoke with the World Meeting of Families today, their executive director told me that they are ready. She feels very good about where they are in terms of organization. She says they're working almost 24/7 right now, and we're still, you know, several months out. So a lot of work to be done this week. They'll be starting their meetings tomorrow on Tuesday with some of the different counterparts and delegation from the Vatican. And of course, we'll be following along as they go and do all of those things. But tonight, they are kicking things off with a meeting with the ambassador. So they're easing in to the schedule as everybody gets acclimated to the new time change.
Exactly. And that was my next question about, will it be all work and no play? Will the delegation get a chance to kick up its heels in that romantic city of Rome?
That's right, and it is beautiful. We had gorgeous weather here today, and you can imagine the crowds here, the tourists that have packed into Rome to see all of the sights. They are packing in some different site visits to all the different things. They're going to get to go to St. Peter's Square. There's a tour of the Vatican Gardens on the schedule. So they are going to get to see a few of these wonderful, wonderful sights here in Rome as they work.
More to come from Rome and CBS 3 Eyewitness News anchor Jessica Dean with us on Reporters Roundup. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.